USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden's goal of having 70% of adults with at least one coronavirus vaccine dose by July 4th is on pace to fall short. Health officials are now concerned that the new Delta variant is becoming more prevalent. It's much more contagious and more severe. The president was asked if it could lead to more lockdowns.
So many people have already been vaccinated, but with the Delta variant, can cause more people to die in areas where people have not been vaccinated.
Hospitalization numbers are increasing in some states, including Missouri. Steve Edwards is the CEO of Cox Health there.
Any place with vaccine rates probably below 70 or 80% are going to see this variant take over.
He said there's a spike in COVID-19 admissions. The state is one of five whose seven-day case average climbed 37% over the past 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tropical storm Claudette is pounding parts of the Gulf Coast with heavy rain and strong winds. After pushing towards the central Gulf Coast on Friday evening, Claudette then formed inland over southeastern Louisiana overnight. The storm is packing sustained winds of 45 miles per hour. Officials along the Gulf Coast have issued tropical storm warnings. Police in Phoenix say one person has died and 3 others were shot. Also, 9 others were injured after a series of shootings that took place over 90 minutes in 3 different cities.
We don't know what the motive was. We don't have an idea of what this person was thinking when he went on and did this. Obviously, we want to figure that out because there's a lot of scared people and a lot of people who this affected.
Peoria Police Sergeant Brendan Shepard says they now have a suspect in custody. Peoria Surprise and Glendale Police are all investigating the shootings in their city, along with the Arizona Department of Public Safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A shortage of rental cars is leading to scams. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
As more and more Americans begin to travel, rental car availability is at an all-time low. Prices are also sky high. So if you suddenly see an available car at a cheap price, you might be dealing with scammers looking to cash in on the rental car shortage. Scammers are posing as rental car companies, setting up their own websites and advertising fake customer service phone numbers, all to convince travelers they're legit. As far as how the scam works, Chris Brown is the executive editor of Automotive Rental News.
A fraudulent person involved in the scam says to take advantage of this really low rate, buy a prepaid gift card, let's say a Visa or Amex card, and then give me the PIN number, essentially, over the phone.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Colorado will begin redistricting next week based on the 2020 census. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
An independent commission in Colorado will reveal a preliminary map of new congressional districts next week, drawing battle lines for the 2022 elections. With Democrats holding a slim 10-seat majority in the House of Representatives, the once-a-decade redistricting after the 2020 census. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.